This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. North Korea's Kim Jong-un may meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Russia, Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A U.S. official says Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia this month to meet with President Vladimir Putin as the Kremlin tries to acquire military equipment for use in its war in Ukraine. The official was not authorized to address the matter publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. National Security Council spokeswoman Adrienne Watson has noted that Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu traveled to Pyongyang recently and tried to persuade North Korea to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. Watson added, the U.S. has information that Kim expects these discussions to continue to include leader-level diplomatic engagement in Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Cuba's foreign ministry said Monday it uncovered a human trafficking network meant to recruit its citizens to fight on behalf of Russia in Ukraine. In a statement, the foreign ministry said it was working to dismantle the Russian-based network, which worked to recruit both Cubans living in Russia and in Cuba. The foreign ministry said Cuba has begun criminal proceedings against those involved. Cuba said it is not part of the war in Ukraine and that will take action against anyone who participates in human trafficking for the purpose of recruiting Cuban citizens to use arms against any country. There was no immediate comment from the Russian government. Greek police have ordered vehicles off the streets of the central town of Volos and nearby mountain region of Pylion as a severe storm hit the area, turning streets into flooded torrents. The fire department says one man was killed in Volos when a wall buckled and fell on him, while another man had been reported missing, believed to have been swept away by floodwaters. Police say the ban, which was ordered Tuesday and which covers all except emergency services and roadside assistance vehicles, will remain in place until the storm subsides. This is VOA News. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the inaugural Africa Climate Summit Tuesday in Nairobi, telling delegates developed nations have to take responsibility for their role in rising global temperatures that have caused the climate crisis. Guterres called for an end to the use of fossil fuels, which are largely seen as drivers of global warming, which he said disproportionately affects Africa.
This continent accounts for less than 4% of global emissions, yet it suffers some of the worst effects of rising global temperatures. Extreme heat, ferocious floods, and tens of thousands dead from devastating droughts.
Guterres said developed nations must keep their promise made at the last UN climate conference to provide $100 billion a year to developing countries for climate support. At a news conference Monday, Niger's junta-appointed prime minister said France's withdrawal from Niger is expected very quickly amid deteriorating relations between the West African country and the former colonial power. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Ali Mahamane Lamine Zain was speaking at a news conference on Monday amid a large protest at a French military base in the capital, Niamey. Anti-French sentiment has been rising since Niger's military coup in July. However, relations soured further last week when France ignored the junta's order for its ambassador to leave the country. Niger has also cut military coordination with French forces that it had previously worked with to fight jihadist militants. It also threatened military action as a last resort to restore constitutional order, prompting the closure of Niger's airspace. On Monday, Niger's military leaders reopened airspace to all commercial flights, without immediately giving a reason for lifting the ban.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Nigerian workers went on strike Tuesday to demand a reversal of President Bola Tinubu's reforms aimed at reviving growth in Africa's largest economy, which has compounded the cost of living crisis. The Nigerian Labor Congress, which represents millions of workers across most sectors of the West African country, called Friday for a two-day strike in preparation for indefinite strike on September 21st. Near-record heat is expected across much of the United States Tuesday, along with some possible severe thunderstorms. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It's expected to stay sunny and dry in much of the Intermountain West, the Southwest, and the eastern United States. The National Weather Service forecasts record-breaking temperatures running more than 10 degrees above normal from Texas into the upper Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. This heat wave will persist in the east through Thursday. Rain is forecast in the Dakotas and from eastern Michigan down to Louisiana and eastern Texas. There's a possibility of severe storms with damaging winds and hail, especially in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. I'm Jennifer King.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.